Grace to you and peace in God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Pastor Brett Walker, and this is a special edition of Guerrilla Christianity. Well, just this past Friday, we as a nation inaugurated our 45th president, Donald J. Trump. And whether you like him or not, whether you support him or not, there's really no arguing that he has been a very polarizing figure in America. But today he is our president, and so this past Sunday, we as a church prayed for our president and for our government and for our nation. And so I don't normally do this. I don't normally record my pastoral prayer, but this week I just felt like it was important to share with a hurting nation, a nation that stands on the brink of division and pain and anger. We as Christians, of course, are called to pray for our leaders and to submit ourselves to them in all things. And there are many on both sides, the left and the right, who call themselves Christians. And so this prayer that I offered up on Sunday morning, it was a prayer for our president, but it's also a prayer that is a call to unity. Not national unity, but a call to remember that we are all under the banner of Christ and that God is still on the throne. So, with that said, present to you this past week's pastoral prayer for Donald J. Trump.
So we come to a time of prayer. Over the weekend, we saw the inauguration of Donald Trump. We want to pray for our new president in all levels of government, for wisdom and godly discernment. There's also been protest, and some of it's turned very ugly. So we want to pray for a peaceful protest and a peaceful transition of power. On a personal note, my sister-in-law, Sarah, flew from North Dakota to Washington to be in the Women's March yesterday. So we were concerned for her safety seeing what happened on Friday, but it looked like everything was very peaceful yesterday, and so we give great thanks for that. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious and heavenly Father, first and foremost, before all things, we are yours. We know the effects of the fall, that we live in a world of sin, a world that seeks its own satisfaction and turns its back on you. And sometimes we get swept up in that selfish behavior. Forgive us, we pray. Right now we are living in troubled times, and we ought not to be surprised because your word tells us that we will suffer in following you. We have a new president, a new leader for this nation in which we live, and our nation is divided, Lord, between those who steadfastly support Donald Trump and those who are staunchly against him. And many on both sides call themselves Christian, followers of you through your Son, Jesus Christ. How quickly we forget that just a month ago, we were proclaiming that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. May we as a nation turn our eyes to you for guidance. We pray for our new president, Donald J. Trump, and his administration. We pray, as Solomon prayed, that you would give your servant an understanding mind to govern your people, that he may discern between good and evil. And may we as a nation be united under the banner of Jesus Christ. We are a nation of many races, many creeds, many backgrounds, many colors, many orientations, but may we be one in you, O Lord. And may we never forget the freedom you give us in Christ. Freedom from the slavery to sin and death. Greater freedom than we may ever find in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. We have brought before you our concerns and supplications this day, O Lord. We have named out loud and in our hearts situations which desire your attention and your grace. We lay them at your feet. We submit ourselves to your will. We ask only that your will be done. We know that you are faithful and true, and that you have already answered each and every one of our prayers. And so we ask for the confidence, as children of God, that all things work together for the good of those who love you, who have been called according to your purpose. We ask for peace in knowing that you are God, in full and complete control of all situations, ruling the universe with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. First and foremost, in all things, Lord, we are yours, and you are our God. All this we pray in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, the Savior of the world, who taught us to pray, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And amen. Well, we at Ebenezer United Methodist Church and Hudson United Methodist Church do pray for our new president, Donald J. Trump, and for all levels of government. And my prayer is that you will also keep our government leaders in your prayers as well. Well, that wraps up this special edition of Guerrilla Christianity. I pray that you will continue to be blessed by our ministry and that you will continue to grow in your faith in Christ. And I hope to meet you again next time on Guerrilla Christianity. God bless you.